Who are the people in your neighborhood? One audio producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the people she meets. Here's another conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina?
Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car.
Picture a room of full of kids, and everyone tells their different story. And I will always start with, have you guys heard of South Central LA? You usually get some hands up. And I was like, have you seen the movie Straight Outta Compton? And you see all the hands go up. I'm like, well, I lived through that. And then you see the faces like, what? Wow. And I always tell them that I come back and talk to you guys as kids because I don't want you guys to go through what I went through. When I think of my childhood, I think of my grandmother visiting from Mexico. I remember my father, he's an alcoholic, and I remember my mom and dad fighting, and it got very physical, and my grandma watching, and my grandma like crying and begging for him to stop.
Despite the turmoil in the family, Wendy found a way to shine. She was a bright kid, the nerd of the family, advanced in math and always into electronics.
Whenever it came to the math section, you had the entire class working on whatever third grade math everyone was working on. And then you had another little table on the side of the room where you had a few Asian kids and then, you know, little Hispanic Wendy there doing advanced level mathematics. And I remember telling my parents about it and them kind of teasing me like, wow, like you're sitting with the little Asian kids. Like, like you must be smart.
In late 80s, early 90s, LA riots broke out.
You could hear everything. You could hear the gunshots. You could hear the helicopters. You could smell the smoke.
As everything was going on at home and in the neighborhood, Wendy began to lose an interest in education.
I just started acting out, just not paying attention, not doing my homework, stopped showing up to class or to school in general. So my mom ended up reporting me and putting me on probation. That's how I ended up in the continuation high school.
She was terrified by things she saw and heard from her classmates there. Some would come to class under the influence. There were gang fights everywhere. So she'd hang out at the principal's office with her teachers.
And I remember our computer system was getting upgraded on campus. And the guy that was doing all of the work, and me being curious, I was always asking questions. And he would answer so many questions that after a while, he just asked if I was willing to do it myself. So he let me take control of the keyboard. And he was just telling me what to push and what to enter. And it was a secret language that you had to do. The way you have to write it in order for the computer to understand it is what just fascinated me. It's similar to how I felt as third grade Wendy sitting there doing advanced level math. I never thought about my future, to be honest. I don't know if it was a combination of where I lived or the family life. My brother never graduated from high school. My sister at the time hadn't graduated from high school either. So it just didn't seem like something that I would do because I hadn't seen it. And then also living in the neighborhood that I did, you never know if you would get caught up in some random drive-by shooting. It was just more like taking it day by day and surviving day by day. In high school is where I met some really good friends who, that family is how I first got more encouraged in regards to going to college. I ended up enrolling for the Computer Information Systems program. So at the time, I didn't know what STEM was. I just knew I wanted to program. I found an organization called the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers. We pronounced it SHIP. And it was through SHIP that I learned that I was not the only Hispanic kid, first-generation American, trying to make it in college. I was not the first or only Hispanic kid that had no idea what they were doing in the education system. And it was through this organization that I learned to really seek out role models. to have a professional member who has already been successful in the field for X amount of years, to have them come show interest in me and to ask me what my ambitions are and to just show me that encouragement and that support, I think that's what was probably the most pivotal for me. That a complete stranger who doesn't know me and is talking to me and is talking to me with the sole purpose of getting to know me, to help me succeed, that's what was so amazing to me. Like, you don't even know me, and you want me to achieve my dreams. That was cool. It was really cool. It's why I continue to do it myself. It seems like every year as I meet more students, you kind of sort of see who you can take under your wing and who you can help develop. And there's so many students that, of course, you do your meetings and your presentations and you go and you talk to a whole group. But every once in a while, there's one student that you gravitate to. And I've been pretty fortunate to have a couple of those. One in particular, I got a random phone call one day, and he told me, like, Wendy, I just wanted to let you know that you changed my life. That just means so much to me.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Revazova.
Regina is a producer in Phoenix.